President Bush is dining today as the guest of South Korea's President Kim Dae-jung. The White House did not reveal the menu, but it's safe to say that the Korean delicacy of dog meat is not being served. Koreans have been eating dog in one form or another for centuries. With Korea about to co-host the World Cup soccer match, some animal activists want dog meat off the menu. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Korean attitudes towards dogs are, to put it mildly, complex. On the one hand, they love dogs, as pets that is. Go to any upscale neighborhood in Seoul and you will find establishments that cater to the canine whim. This place is called Bow House. Soft lighting, mellow jazz. The clientele is mixed, a handful of Yorkshire Terriers, a few Golden Retrievers. Most are sporting cute little doggy outfits and eating from the special doggy menu, while waiters scurry about cleaning up the occasional doggy accident. Hop in a taxi, drive for only a few minutes, and you find another establishment where dogs are also revered. Here, though, the dogs are not handed menus. They are the menu. The specialty of the house is Pochon Tong, or nutritious stew, code word for dog meat. Chong Pyong Min eats it once or twice a month, partly, he says, because he likes the taste. Tender like veal, though a bit stringy. I also like dog meat, he says, because it makes me feel good. It improves my qi, my life energy. A 16th century Korean medical text espoused the medicinal benefits of dog meat, and to this day, many Koreans swear by it. Perhaps none more so than Yong Goon An, a nutritionist known here simply as Dr. Dogmeat. Dogmeat is low in fat and cholesterol, he says. It's also a good source of protein. That's why so many doctors recommend it to their patients. Dogmeat's many supposed benefits are legendary. Some Koreans eat it during the summer to stay cool. Mothers feed it to their teenage children so they will perform better on college entrance exams. Older Korean men eat it to improve another kind of performance. They insist dogmeat enhances virility, a sort of poor man's Viagra. Enter Brigitte Bardot, former French film star, current animal rights activist. She wants Koreans to stop eating dog meat, especially now that the nation is about to co-host the World Cup soccer tournament. Bardot made her views clear during a recent interview with a South Korean radio station. Eating dog meat is simply barbaric, she said. It's better to starve to death than to eat a dog, she added, before abruptly hanging up the phone. Not surprisingly, Bardot's comments did not exactly go down well with the Korean people.
I think it makes absolutely no sense for Brigitte Bardot or anybody else to criticize what Koreans can or cannot eat.
Chongmin Lee is a professor at Seoul's Yonsei University. Westerners may find the Korean taste for dog offensive, he says, but other countries also indulge in questionable eating habits.
They eat frogs in France. When I was in Australia, I had kangaroo steak. Did I like it? It was okay, but I'm not going to go for seconds, you know. They eat ostriches, so people eat all sorts of stuff.
As Chung points out, this isn't the first time the dog meat issue has reared its fluffy head. Back in 1988, when Korea hosted the Summer Olympics, a similar uproar ensued. At that time, Korean officials caved in to international pressure and ordered dog meat restaurants to suspend service, or at least remove their signs, while the world's eyes were focused on Seoul. This time, many Koreans, even those who don't eat dog meat themselves, are defending what they see as a 5,000-year-old culinary tradition. What most foreigners don't understand, says Chongmin Lee, is that Koreans make a clear distinction between pet dogs and what they call kegogi, meat dogs.
It's not as if you walk down the street and there's this cute little, you know, cocker spaniel or a cute puppy and then just lack it off and then take it to the kitchen. That simply does not happen.
In fact, the meat dogs are raised on farms, then brought to large outdoor markets like this one in Seoul. The dogs are packed 9 or 10 into a cage, roughly the size of a Toyota Corolla. Most are scruffy-looking mongrels, but a few are undeniably cute, including one dog with floppy brown ears that looks suspiciously like a cocker spaniel. Few Koreans are beginning to question the very wisdom of eating dog.
I wish we wouldn't eat dog meat, because there are so many things to eat.
That's Park Shin-il, a former Korean diplomat. He's not necessarily opposed to eating dog meat on ethical grounds. He just wants to improve South Korea's image abroad and relieve South Korean diplomats of a heavy burden.
I remember how the embassy mail service had been disrupted with a huge amount of protest letters coming into the embassy. All those people who love dogs, especially the retired old ladies, they just go crazy about the very fact. So all I could say is this is not something we are proud of.
Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.